Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network.
Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency.
Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour with your host, Dr. Heather Pierman, Dean of the 13th College of Regeneration Medicine and Clinical Health Services with the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences, owner of Intelligently Designed Wellness, chiropractor, clinical nutrition specialist, and is a quantum life and relationship coach. Dr. Pierman is highly revered by many for her ability to bring the mind, body, and infinite intelligence into alignment.
Greetings and welcome to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour. I am just so excited to be here once again to be able to share the information and the wealth about how we are learning to reclaim our owner's manual. And what exactly do I mean by that? Meaning that you are learning about your body. Everyone should know about their body. There isn't anyone that should know about their own liver, their own kidneys, their own spleen, their own heart. You know, it's not just about having a doctor know about it. This is your body, and you should really, really know about your body. Never should we have been conditioned to believe that someone else should be in control of our bodies and what their supposed take is on really their opinion or their projection on how it works. Your body is amazing. It is autonomous, and it knows it works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So we have a great topic today. We are going to cover constipation. Constipation, what are you holding on to and why don't you want to let go? That is what constipation is truly about. So, but what are we going to do first? We are going to look at exactly what constipation is. Constipation refers to the difficulty or infrequency in the passage of stools due to sluggish action of the bowels. Although normal bowel rhythm may vary from person to person, one thing is agreed. Distension is present when the passage of stools is difficult and the stools are dry and hard. And again, it goes back to infrequency as well. Okay, so, and are we having a difficult time eliminating? And this is something that is so common in our society. There are so many people that are experiencing constipation. Some people think that their constipation is their normal biorhythm. Lack of elimination from the bowels is never normal. It is never normal. So it's definitely letting us know that we are not, that the body definitely is not in order and that it is not doing what it is supposed to do. So what are some of the signs and symptoms of constipation? Well, the first thing, like we just stated before, it's an infrequency. So what is really normal? What is normal? Normal is every day. And normal, not common, normal is after each meal. We really should be eliminating 2 to 3 times, maybe more per day. That is a normal bowel movement. Okay, that is what is considered normal. And again, if you're not going every day, once a day, twice a day, then that is a form of constipation. Again, we are talking about a normal flow. What is normal for the elimination of this stool? Normal is after each meal. Okay, that would be considered normal. All right. What is happening commonly, that's another story. Okay, sometimes people go once a day. Sometimes people are going twice a day. Sometimes people are going, they're going every other day. There are some people that are going once every 2 to 3 weeks. Okay, and they think or they believe in their minds that that is considered normal, and it's not. So let me just express that. Constipation refers to the difficulty or infrequency in the passage of stool through the sluggish action of the bowels. Okay, and there are other signs and symptoms as well. Okay, so, and if one is not going every day, then what's happening? Because what are we doing when we eliminate stool? We are releasing toxins out of the body. That's what we're doing. We're releasing the toxins that are in the body out of the body. These toxins have come together in the large intestines, and the body is autonomous. Its job is to release these toxins out of your body. So this way you are functioning in a healthy way every single day, every single day. But if these toxins are not being eliminated, then what happens? They're actually being reabsorbed back into the body. They're being absorbed back into circulation, and this is not just affecting where the stool is stored. It's really affecting the entire body. So with that being said, we're going to stop right there, and we're going to hear a word from our sponsor. Our sponsor has something to share today.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neuronutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Welcome back to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour. Now, we were discussing how the organs are involved in this issue, the organs, the different tissue systems. So we were talking about the liver, how the liver can't do its job. It's becoming overtaxed by this, and it's being overtaxed from being able to eliminate these toxins. So once again, what happens? The kidneys become involved, the skin. This is a major reason why we have skin issues. And we may be eliminating, but it's just not frequent enough. The lungs, we can get congestion, and also we can have problems with our breath, okay, halitosis. And again, once again, these skin disturbances can definitely occur. Sometimes we experience headaches, okay? Headaches are a common symptom. And something that we don't necessarily, which is not common, but nausea, when we're feeling nauseous, that can also be a sign of constipation. Now, you may be going once a day, and you're still experiencing headaches and nausea. Why? Because your body is not eliminating frequently enough. So once again, it is understanding that constipation is not a normal thing. Going to the bathroom once a week, once every other week, this is not normal. And when we have toxins like this back in the body, this is another reason why we're also fatigued, why we feel heavy, why we feel tired, why we really can't think straight and process things very well, again, because these toxins are being reabsorbed back into the body. And if they're being reabsorbed back into the body, all systems, your nervous system, your endocrine system, your digestive system, all these systems are involved in this issue or this challenge of constipation. So, again, these are the things that we absolutely need to take into consideration. Now, many people will run out to the drugstore. They'll try and get something over the counter to help them with these toxins, and I mean with constipation. And yes, these over the counter medications will definitely force the body to eliminate. And it's not happening naturally, because once you stop taking it, what happens? You go right back to experiencing constipation. So the truth is, even when you are taking these over-the-counter meds, you're still experiencing constipation. Why? Because you are, at a deeper level, you're experiencing constipation, because you really haven't gotten to the root cause of why you're experiencing. Medications will come in and force a bowel movement to happen. It will force the body to eliminate. It's not the body doing it naturally. And if the body is not doing it naturally, then all of the other systems and mechanisms that are involved in the body eliminating are not involved in that process. They're being overlooked, or they're not. Once again, this med comes in and forces the body to eliminate. And if there are other systems that are being challenged, or that have a challenge and are expressing itself through this constipation, and that's not being addressed, then really, or truthfully, the body is still experiencing constipation on some level, because the root cause of the issue is not being addressed. It's just the symptom is being addressed. Okay, so constipation is a symptom of other things that are being challenged within your body, and not just in your body, also in your reality. We're going to come to that in a moment. But there, you know, after a while, these over-the-counter meds don't work after a while, because again, their job is just to come in and force a reaction. But the body is so intelligent. The body is so intelligent that it's even going to try and communicate to you then, saying, look, you keep taking these meds, I'm, you know, nothing is really changing here. And you may have gone frequently for a while due to the how the this is happening synthetically. So a while, it's definitely going to begin to show up, because you could be going on a regular basis with these meds. But if it's a full act, we'll say, of constipation that the body is experiencing, and we can still experience lung congestion, we can still get headaches, we can still experience bad breath, we can still experience skin issues, because again, it's only the symptom that's being addressed. It's not looking at all the systems why the body is experiencing this is what's happening. Then again, the body's going to give. It's going to still let you know that something is happening. And I tell you, the body is just absolutely just so amazing. So even dry mouth, okay, sometimes swelling of the feet, okay, our skin color, even having yellowness in the eyes can be a sign. They call that like jaundice, but that could also be a sign that toxins are being reabsorbed back into the body. So it is vitally important that we begin to understand that what normal bowel movements are, that they happen after each meal. Is that what's happening commonly? No. But that is quote-unquote normal. And we really need to hear that and understand that, that normal is after each bowel movement. So now, we are now going to move into looking at to what are the underlying emotions of constipation. What are the underlying emotions of constipation? And definitely, you know, constipation is, we said, it's a reluctance of, you know, it's the difficulty with eliminating. But it's truly an expression of reluctance to give things away, or a desire to hang on to things. And, you know, I would say probably just about everyone, some point in time in their life, they've experienced constipation at some time or another. But what is it really expressing? It's showing that we are hanging on too tightly to material things and unable to let go on the physical level. Now, that's just one aspect of constipation. We can mentally and emotionally be holding on to things. And just mentally and emotionally, when we're holding on to things, that can affect all systems, and we can experience constipation. And when we could be holding on to anger, We could be holding on to frustration. We could be holding on to sadness. We could be holding on to anxiety. You know, your gut and your brain are intrinsically linked, okay? And if you are feeling stressed or worried about something or troubled by anxiety or depression, you know, these emotions definitely have an impact on your digestive system. Now, sometimes just worrying can be so stressful on the body that it can really affect your digestive system and you're not eliminating. Why? Because you're still holding on to something if you're in worry. You're holding on to something if you're in worry. Now, again, worry is an emotion that if we're in this state, yes, this can actually affect the body experiencing constipation. You know, our emotional distress, our moods, all of this affects not just this challenge with constipation. Truthfully, it affects every single aspect of your body. You know, your body is a system within a system inside of a system. Your body really works collectively. It's not like if you have a car, you take out one battery and you replace it, okay, then the car is working again. Your body works a little, I would say, much differently than a car because it's a system within a system within a system within a system. And if one system is not working effectively, then sometimes things can definitely back up into another system. But what can definitely cause the body to shut down on some level are definitely harboring, hoarding emotions. So we are going to come back to this discussion about the emotional impact of as to why we experience constipation. So we're going to hear another word from our sponsor. Thank you for being here with us today.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neuronutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Greetings and welcome once again. We are here with the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour, and we are discussing constipation. What are you holding on to, and why don't you want to let go? So constipation, once again, it shows us that we have difficulties with giving and letting go, that we are hanging on both to material things and to also emotional and mental things as well. And again, if we're just harboring anger, frustration, resentment, you know, definitely if we are feeling stuck, okay, if we're defensive, you know, these are all emotions that definitely play a role in how the large intestines is affected, how the liver is intestines. You know, if we're in fear, doubt, all of these, once again, definitely affect how the body is functioning. So now, constipation can definitely come in. And I mean, these emotions can definitely come in and affect your immune system, and they start to just weaken the body. They start to weaken the body. You know, I was talking with a client yesterday, and it was his first session, and interestingly enough, he, as we continue to strip away the layers and what he was experiencing, he realized that his symptoms had all to do with what he was being affected by emotionally. When he could see that, you could just tell that this big light bulb went off, and he's finally getting some clarity as far as what's happening with his body as a whole. So, again, understanding that your body, your brain, and your gut are linked, and when we are harboring these emotions, you know, again, they travel through our neurotransmitters, and they will store themselves in organs and tissues and cells, and this can definitely affect how your body is eliminating. And your mood, your emotional state definitely affects, can influence how your, how it's definitely affecting your digestive system. So you know, like I said before, if we're experiencing anxiety or depression, that can definitely cause the body to slow down and really interfere with how your digestive juices are flowing, and are they breaking down food appropriately. And if they're not, then the food can become consumed and just sit there in the gut. And guess what? There you go. Things are not moving. They're not being broken down appropriately. And then here it is, we're experiencing some level patient. So now, here. So let's look at it here too, okay? So we know that the primary function of the bowel is to evacuate or let go of what is no longer useful to the body. So now if we look at this from an energetic perspective, you know, optimal health hinges on the release of old ideas that are being carried around. So constipation also indicates what? Lack of expression of one's ideas or feelings for fear of displeasing others, being wrong, or risking the loss of something or someone. Now, this is a big one. Are you stingy? Are you attached to material things? Okay, that's called, another word for that is called avarice. Okay, are you stingy? Are you attached to material things? And do you have difficulty letting go physically as well? And, you know, constipation can occur when you feel you are being forced to part with material things, money, when you are afraid to part with money, that this can definitely, this emotion, again, this stinginess or this being attached to material things, having difficulty with letting go. And constipation can occur when you feel you are being forced to part with these things, when you are being forced to part with these things. And, you know, I have a case history. You know, years ago, I had a client who was having these back issues. And we didn't talk about, we didn't discuss her bowel habits at that time. And we had worked on her back issues. And when I began to look at what was happening with her on the emotional level, this stinginess and this avarice came up, this whole dog-eat-dog mentality. I have to get mine first, okay? And I asked her, I said, are you stingy? She went, uh-huh. I was like, wow, well, hey, that's great that she admitted to that. And she says that that she definitely has a dog-eat-dog mentality. So, and her symptoms at that time that we were focusing on was actually her back issues. Now, a lot of times when we do experience constipation, there are certain muscles that are involved. It's the muscles on the side of your leg. They're called the tensor fasciae latae. Also, your muscles in the back called the quadratus lumborum. Okay, these are some of the muscles that are involved in how the body functions with regard to the large intestines. So her back issues definitely dissolved themselves. And she shared that once the back pain was eliminated, that she had one of the largest bowel movements that she had in a long time. And it was so major that she went and took a nap afterwards. Her body went into what you call a yin state. She went into a yin state of healing. And the headache went away, and we could see. So what was she letting go of? She was now, once she to release the emotion or this habit of being attached to things, or stinginess, or another word is avarice, finally her body was able to do its job because she began to release these emotions. So when you do give of these things, and if it's out of guilt, okay, if we're doing it, but it's out of guilt, you'll still definitely experience constipation. And if it's not willingly, and you would have preferred to hold on to them, just because you gave it away, but you gave it away out of stress, and you didn't give it away out of willingness or love, then what happens? That's still a form of stinginess or being attached. So your body will definitely let you know. And constipation is definitely a sign that you are not willing to let go of something. And constipation can result from the stress brought on by an ability to let go of even a past incident. So what are we doing? If we can't let go of a past incident and your body is definitely experiencing constipation, then where are you? You're in the past. You are definitely not in the present. You are still living in the past. And what are these things that we're holding on to in the past? What are they being fueled onto? I mean, what are they being fueled by if you are still holding on to this, if you have this inability to let go? Anger, frustration, suspicion. You know, again, if we can't let go. So, again, all of these emotions, humiliation, jealousy, okay? God, we can't get attached to anything. And if you follow the Universal Principles Hour, I know they will definitely be covering the principle of non-attachment at one time. And you definitely want to understand that, because that's the reason, one of the reasons ultimately that we experience constipation, because we don't want to let go. We are attached. And when we are willing to let go of things, guess what? That begins to open up the gateway and things begin to flow in all aspects of our lives, not just in our physical reality, in our mental reality, in our emotional reality as well. I mean, let's just go back, because what is your body telling you if you're constipated? Your body is giving you a very powerful message. If you look at it abstractly here, okay, we understand what's happening linearly with the digestive system, with the buildup of these toxins. But what's happening in the abstract here? The body is trying to communicate to you, if you're experiencing constipation, that you are not letting go of something. And that is what a person should truly be looking at when they're experiencing constipation, that they're not letting go of something, that they are definitely hoarding some emotions. And, you know, we have to be willing to get out of the past and come into the present. You know, sometimes we do things in a certain way. We don't want to change, okay? We don't want to evolve. We're still in old habits, old way of doing things. It's like driving a new car and you have your control console on the steering wheel. You got the volume, you can change the radio station, everything is right there, but instead we still reach for that dashboard. Okay, we just can't seem to let go of these old habits. Okay, so a lot of times we don't want to change, we don't want to evolve, we're still in these belief systems. And if we're in these belief systems, then we are definitely stuck in the past. And if we are stuck in these belief systems, then this will definitely accumulate and poison you on some level. And it will poison you on some level. If we are stuck into these thoughts and we do not want to change, if we are living in the past, this information will definitely accumulate in your body and poison us on some level. What's happening to us in our physical reality, what's happening to us in our emotional reality, in our mental reality. All levels and layers are definitely being affected. So what do we want to do? We want to be able to eliminate, so we can let go of the old and let the new. So as that old expression comes in, out with the old, in with the new. Out with the old, in with the new. And it's so important that we allow ourselves to let old ways of thinking, old way of being. It is time to evolve. We have to be willing to feed our mind with fresh thoughts and ideas. We don't want to just stay in something that doesn't work. It's like a broken record, okay, that just keeps playing over and over again, and we don't turn it off. We just let it play over and over again. Well, guess what? That's definitely going to affect the body as well. So it is time to be willing to let this old way of doing things, old way of thinking, being in the past, being stuck, okay? It's what you call being dogmatically positioned, being stuck, okay? To be willing to change and evolve and expand. And once again, free your mind and feed your mind with just fresh thoughts, fresh ideas. Don't restrain yourself any longer with the fear of losing. And sometimes we're in these relationships. Sometimes your body, if you're in an unhealthy relationship that you know that you need to get out of, but you don't want to, you refuse to, that will also experience your systems. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that will affect all systems, okay? But where will it show up symptomatically? It can show up in your bowels, that is for sure. That you are not willing to let go, that these emotions, that these feelings that you're harboring are building, the anger, the frustration, the resentment, all of that, the jealousy, the suspicion, the doubt, the fear, the shame, the lift of false pride, the wounded pride, the mortification, the self-consciousness. I can just go on and on. All of these things can build up and will cause the body, this, our digestive systems, our large intestines, our small intestines, our liver, to become sluggish. And once again, if we're not eliminating, then this gets backed up into the body. So, and you know, not being able to poop, not being able to eliminate, quite upsetting. It really can be quite upsetting. And yeah, absolutely, because if your mind is on it, you may not speak about it, but it can be quite upset. And the reason why it's upset is because you know that your body needs to relieve itself, And sometimes we run to that drugstore and take these over-the-counter medications, and we may have instant relief, but guess what? It's definitely going to come back if you have not been able to poop. So not being able to eliminate can be quite upsetting. So we're definitely going to come back to this. We are going to hear another word from our amazing sponsor, and we'll go on from there.
What does the 21st century hold for you? The opportunity to create all you desire in this 21st century is awaiting you in Alaska. Come, join Dr. Jewel and the world-famous Stephanie South from the Law of Time in Anchorage in Fairbanks, Alaska, September 17th through September 23rd for a total life-transforming experience under the Northern Lights Auroras. Visit www.juis.education or call 770-383-2112 for details.
So welcome back to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour, and we are discussing constipation. What are you holding on to, and why won't you let go? Big one, right? What are you holding on to, and why won't you let go? Okay, so again, we were just saying before that, you know, not being able to eliminate is very upsetting, especially, you know, there are some that have suppressed it, this concept of not going, so much that they've actually convinced themselves to believe that going once a week is okay. And the truth is, it's not. It's not once every other week. It's not. It's not. And, you know, your body, you know that your body needs to relieve itself regularly. And your body knows it too. But so many of us, I was having a discussion earlier today. We were talking about just remedies, and the person kept using the word cure, 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 that these remedies can cure. And they were talking with a group, and I expressed that there are many remedies out there that will aid the body in healing, but it's not the cure. We have to be very careful with that. We have to, because nothing cures anything. Okay, there's no cure for anything, because the only reason that we got to that place to begin with is because we weren't really in alignment with who we are. We weren't in alignment with where we are emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, we weren't in alignment with that. That's really the root cause. There's an emotional root. The emotional body and the mental bodies are out of alignment. And when the emotional and mental bodies are out of alignment, then these are the symptoms that we begin to experience. Your body is a major feedback system. That is how beautiful it is. It is just brilliant. Your body, constipation, any diseased issue is telling you that something is wrong. It's not telling you what's wrong. It's just letting you know that something is wrong. But when you do begin to experience it on an emotional level and you're truly looking at what's happening in your realities, then you can begin to assess what's happening emotionally. Now, just to go back to how the body is affected emotionally, well, your adrenals, which produce adrenaline, are involved too. When we're holding on to this anger, frustration, resentment, we don't want to let go, we're in stinginess, attachment, you know, your adrenals are in overdrive. They are. And this is another reason why we're experiencing fatigue, because the adrenals are wiped out from constantly the body being in this fight or flight reality, because we're holding on to this anger, this aggression. We don't want to let it go. The irrationality, the frustration, being galled, stubborn, anger, resentment, all of that. Just think about it. If we're in that state, and I have to tell you, there are many of us that are walking around like that all day, every day, and we've become what you call functionally, we become functional in that. Does that make it okay? Absolutely not. You may be able to get up, get your clothes on, take care of your daily hygiene responsibilities, and you're out the door and on your way to work, and you sit at the desk. But again, if you are harboring this, your body is suffering. Your body is suffering. You know, this is unexpressed anger and frustration that, again, we have to be willing just to let this go. And, you know, and we're going to talk about it momentarily, but, you know, just saying that we're willing to release the past and just willing to let this information go, release the past, and just be new and fresh, okay? So, again, frustrations, okay? These are emotional causes, okay? Let's look at frustration for a moment. The feeling of wanting to do something but being held back. The feeling of wanting to do something but being held back. And that's not just in your mind, because if you're feeling that way, every thought that you have runs through your nervous system. Every thought that you have, every emotion that you have runs through your nervous system. So if you feel that you're being held back, then so does your body. Your body is being affected by that, your entire body. And this influences digestion, bowel movements, and, hey, if you're feeling frustrated, that can definitely lead to constipation. So, you know, if you're experiencing these things, you really have to begin to look at yourself. Are you experiencing frustration? And then also, we were just talking about anger. And sometimes when we get angry because we want to force our way through the obstruction, that can either, we can look at that two different ways, which we'll expand upon in a moment. But when we get angry and we have to force our way, we have to make something happen, okay? Again, that anger is enough to really affect your digestive system. Throw off these neurotransmitters. How these digestive forces are flowing, and what will that do? That will ultimately create even more frustration. You know, it might even be just, again, just so frustrating. And for those that are experiencing, if you've ever experienced this, this is the ultimate frustration right here. When you have the desire to go, you go to the bathroom, getting comfortable here, and then you can't poop. We were just talking before about, you know, the infrequency. But now let's look at that desire to go, and then you go sit down and you have that urge. You have that desire to eliminate, but it's not eliminating. That gets angry. And sometimes, you know, we can get so angry and so frustrated, cause an obstruction in the body. Okay. And then we find ourselves, we're trying to force it out. We're trying to force the stool out. This is one of the reasons why we experience hemorrhoids due to lack of elimination. Okay. So, or sometimes we get so frustrated because we have these desires to go, but again, if things are not moving, they become dry and hard, and then the bowels are weakened, then yes, we can definitely cause, we get so angry that builds up in the body, that tissue can become ruptured, and that we can experience an anal fissure, okay? You know what, so... We'll say that this is where that expression pain in the butt comes from. So I'm being gentle with the words here, but yes, and that's exactly where that expression comes from, pain in the butt. So yes, and I've heard people make references. They've called family members. They said, oh, that person feels like a hemorrhoid. Well, how do you even know what a hemorrhoid feels like if you're referring that a family member feels like a hemorrhoid? So if you're saying that a family member feels like a hemorrhoid to you, then obviously we know that you are carrying a major amount of anger, frustration, resentment, and that you just don't want to let go of. Not good. Shouldn't do that. Because when you're stuck, so is the body. So is the body. So we have to be willing to work through these emotions, so we can definitely evolve at our highest level. We should not be walking around like this. We should not be carrying this anger, this frustration, or resentment, because we know that this is what's happening with the body. So how do we begin to resolve these constipation issues? So if you are experiencing constipation, you know, ask yourself, what are you holding on to? That's the first question. What are you holding on to? What are you attached to? Why aren't you willing to let go? Okay, or just, we'll just say, what are you holding on to? What are, another question, what are you attached to? Is there a relationship that you're in? Go up. I know I've been there in the past. I was involved, this is years and years ago, being involved in a relationship. And I had severe constipation, didn't want to let go, did not want to let go. And at the time, I wasn't holistically sound in the way that I am today. But I can definitely share that my body was definitely taking the hit. And I'm so grateful for my evolution, because when I reflect upon that, I know that's why I was experiencing constipation. And I have to tell you, when I let that relationship go, I definitely felt better physically, and not just emotionally, but physiologically. And there was a shift in my bowels after that. But I didn't realize, because of my fear of not being willing to let this relationship go, my body was definitely taking the hit. My body was taking the hit. But, you know, this is what happens as we learn, as we begin to evolve. And when we're ready to evolve, the right things, the right people, the right teachings, the right teachers, the right masters come into your life, and they help us to evolve. The right teachings come in. The right learnings come in. We are ready to step into that place. So we're going to take a break from our sponsor, and we'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Juul University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
And welcome back to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour, and we are discussing constipation. Okay, and the question is, what are you holding on to, and why are you basically unwilling, and why don't you want to let go? So what was being expressed earlier is to begin to ask yourself, you know, what is it that you refuse to let go? What are you refusing to let go of? And I was just sharing a experience that I had we're probably going back maybe almost 2 decades of being in an unhealthy relationship and not being willing to let go. Okay, my own fears, my own doubts, where I was in my own state of consciousness at that time. And, you know, I really can remember that point in my life. And when I made a commitment to myself, that I knew that I had to let that go. And when I did, I made a commitment to myself that I was going to become certified in all of these other techniques, and I became focused, and I did. I set a date. I set a time. I had a focused intention, and it was to the date. It was to the date. And I realized that when I let that go, the universe expanded for me. I was evolving. I was expanding. And I'm grateful for the experience too, because the experience was reflecting back to me what was in my state of consciousness. Consciousness creates reality. So what was in my consciousness was creating my reality. What was in my consciousness was unfolding in my reality. So when I became aware and I was evolving through consciousness, I chose to let that energy go, let that relationship go, let the anger go, and I continue to evolve. And I definitely got certified in these other techniques that have just aided me so expansively in my purpose. So the relationship, it wasn't about the person I was involved in. It was, once again, where am I in this? What is happening with me? Okay, that person was only that person, that relationship, again, was just a mere reflection of the energy. So it's kind of like, you know, your reality is kind of like a script, okay? How your reality is unfolding, it's like a script. So the script is your field of consciousness, and the script is unfolding as your reality. So if this is your movie script, if this relationship was my movie script, okay, well, guess what? It was time to change the script, and that's what I did. We can totally create our own reality. We can totally rewrite the script when we understand that. And how do we do that? How do we rewrite the script? By letting go emotions, by making the conscious decision to change, to evolve, to expand, to grow, to be willing, okay, to love. This is how we begin to write the script. And as I said before, I made a commitment. I said, I'm going to be certified in these three techniques by this time, come this time. And I was so focused on it, that is exactly what happened. And that level of focus definitely is playing a major role in why I'm able to sit here and be here with you today on this radio show, to have the opportunity to practice, to work with Dr. Juul, and to be part of the Juul University of Immortal Sciences, okay, and to have a balanced and locked brain, all because I began to make conscious decisions about change. So how do we do that? So let's talk about that now. So the first thing I want to talk about is that You know, we have to be willing to allow the things into our lives that are going to help us to evolve at our deepest level. And the Jewel University, we are going to Alaska this week. As a matter of fact, we're getting ready to venture out, okay? But we have a trip that is coming up, a weekend seminar, September 21st to the 22nd. It is a weekend seminar, accessing your multidimensional self under the auroras. And we will be there with Dr. Jewel Pookrum and Stephanie South, the Red Queen, and they're going to be dropping some wonderful information. Ooh, I'm just so excited. Okay, I know that this trip is going to help me to continue to eliminate. Okay, we're talking about elimination here. This opportunity, this seminar, this trip is to allow me and others to eliminate a lot of that self-inflicted nonsense, that sin that we've been holding on to. It's going to allow us to eliminate so much of that. Why? Because we're getting the information that is going to help our bodies to flow and function, not just our bodies to flow and function, but our lives, our minds, our overall being are going to allow us to just flow and evolve and expand and change. Oh, it's going to be an upgrade, activating dormant DNA. It's going to be so powerful. That is September 21st through the 22nd. And if you want to know more about that trip, and it's $150, and we have the ability to get you a special price on a plane ticket as well. So email me if you want to know Dr. Pearman, DrPearman, at Jewish. JUIS.education. Email me and we will talk about it. So now this is it's like a prescription coming into your life that you have to be here because the planet's going to be in a major pole shift, 6,000 year pole shift. This only happens. We're going to be in the North Pole, so everything is going to be amplified. The energy, wow, and then the information. Definitely evolution will be taking place, okay? So check us out, $150 for this amazing seminar. We will get the details for you. Now, let's talk about the Jewel University, the Dr. Jewel Brain Balancing Program. When you are utilizing both hemispheres of your brain, you're balanced and locked, you're growing new brain tissue, you continue to release this energy, this toxic, constipating energy, okay? And when you are operating like this, okay, and you're growing this new brain tissue, then your body and your mind can utilize the appropriate information so you can continue to eliminate the toxins that we should not be holding on to mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. This is what the brain balancing program allows us to do. The brain, when you have a balanced and locked brain, you're in the upper 2.5% of humanity. So if you are ready to eliminate this issue of constipation, join us at the Jewel University with this balancing program if you're not in it already. And join us in Alaska with Dr. Jewel and Stephanie South. These are two major prescriptions, okay? You can basically say that they're being written by the universe for us to be able to evolve and change. It is beautiful. So please email me at DrJUIS. Let's get you signed up for the balancing program. Let's get you signed up for this Alaska trip. Gift yourself the opportunity to expand and upgrade your DNA, your life, and your cells, your whole being. So these are the steps that one can begin to take to begin to evolve at the highest level. And it is just the most beautiful, universal order and just ways of doing things. So thank you so much for joining us today on the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour. I just love getting the opportunity to share and expand and evolve through this information, to be able to share this information with you so you can evolve into your purpose, into the person that you came here to be, reclaiming your owner's mantle. That is your birthright.
Thank you for sharing this hour with us. You've been listening to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour on the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Pearman here every Tuesday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.